Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Resistance is an issue for kochia, water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and other tough weeds. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has more on dealing with this weed pressure.
Enlist E3 soybeans have tolerance to glyphosate, glufosinate, and 2,4-D choline. Enlist field specialist Steve Snyder says 2,4-D choline is a completely different formulation of 2,4-D.
The nice thing about it is we charge the 2,4-D acid with a strong negative charge. The choline salt's got a positive charge. So there's like a magnet they attract together. So once it's applied and on the field, there's basically near zero volatility, because that 2,4-D acid won't break away from the salt. So we can keep the 2,4-D where you spray it, so it doesn't get move off-site.
There's a longer application window where the Enlist product can be sprayed until the R3 stage, or when the soybeans start to pod. There's been social media speculation about cupping, but Snyder says that's not happening.
Well, the interesting thing about E3 soybeans is they're totally tolerant to 2,4-D, and you will not see 2,4-D injury on an E3 soybean. It just won't happen, and that's why that trait tolerance, we've tested it with universities many years before we launched it out there, and it's just got complete tolerance from seed all the way to maturity. And if you're seeing some symptomology on the leaves, it's not going to be 2,4-D. It could be just environmental, it could be some other herbicides. You'll see different things out there, especially a crazy year like this, but it's definitely not 2,4-D causing it.
An extensive array of spray scenarios are on display in the Pioneer Enlist Executive Plot Tour. After a stop yesterday in Fessenden, this tour moves to Pingree, North Dakota today, Amenia tomorrow. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Checking.